Okay, welcome back to our middle school podcast series. Thank you for joining us again today. Over the past weeks, our Year 9 students have been exploring character and identity in their personal development lessons. And they've been hearing life stories from various teachers who've captured the moments and experiences and people who have helped shape their identity. As the adults shared their stories, there are some common messages that emerged, and I'll share them with you now. The importance of resilience and overcoming adversity, developing empathy and tolerance, having meaningful relationships in their lives, lifelong learning, and having good adult role models. Now, as educators and parents, these are all the things that we strive for to make part of our guidance and nurturing of your sons as they develop into young men. We want our students or children to have these skills to respond to hardship or misfortune or failure. We want them to understand how others feel and accept people for who they are. We want them to have safe, supportive relationships with their family, excuse me, friends and teachers. We want them to value their education, and we want to surround them with adults who can appropriately model behaviour and values. My fear is that this final aspiration about adult role models may well be the most challenging one. In a tech-heavy, social media-saturated environment where peer acceptance is often the be-all and the end-all, our boys' mates aren't always the best role models. In fact, they can often unintentionally or unknowingly reinforce the opposite messages of what we're trying to get across. Alex Sullivan, who's been part of the Year 9 PD team this year, joins me for the podcast to talk about role models and the important part that they play in shaping a man's identity. Alex, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
Tell us, you shared a little bit of your story and talked about role models. How important were role models in your upbringing and development?
Yeah, so for me, most role models at a young age is your parents, really, that started, and someone we always sort of look towards. And as you get older, you sort of extend that circle of impressionable people to friends, as you said, but also sports stars or people that are influencers in our social media or the wider scope of our community. So in terms of role models and how important they are, they're certainly important to me still today, because it gives you a sort of a level to bounce off. You know, when you're thinking about certain ethical, moral or social issues or situations, you've got those people to sort of see, look and really respond to.
I guess when we ask the kids about who are their important role models, they typically throw up sports stars.
Yeah.
Is where a lot of the most boys go. I remember Charles Barkley, the former NBA player and very good one at that, openly saying, he said, I'm not a role model. Just because I can dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids. And as a sports star, wanted to remove himself from any responsibilities. And we have heard, you know, recently sports stars feel the pressure of being a professional athlete, but B, the responsibilities that come with it. I'm interested in you know, having a chat about Steve Smith, because, yeah, you know, I reckon 5 or 6 years ago, his name, you know, for those cricket lovers, would have been thrown up as a really perfect role model.
Yeah, it was pinnacle.
Yeah, I wonder how that's changed, or if that's changed, because my sense is, I reckon he's a better role model now, having been through, you know, having had a leadership responsibility, having that fatal flaw, all right? And I think everyone's got their own opinions about how that went down. But in reality, he was a leader, and some things went down under his, you know, while he had responsibility for the team. He took it, owned it, and has come back with a great attitude.
Yeah, it certainly humanised him in a way. It did knock him off the pedestal, but it certainly humanised that he was someone that was susceptible to flaws, and I think that's the key part to a role model.
Yeah, and it's probably a difference too, you know, and the literature is probably mixed here, but it supports, there is a difference between role model and fandom, you know, you know, growing up, I was a big follower of cricket and footy, and, you know, a couple of AFL players that I absolutely idolised. But I don't know, looking back, whether or not they were significant role models, or I just love them because they were good at what they did.
Yeah.
And I think there is a little bit of a difference there, and I think that's one of the things that we've been chatting to the boys about when they're talking about role models, and when we've been sharing stories of our life, about the important people in our life and the role that they played. They were more often than not excuse me, the people that we knew,
and
the real people in our lives. Tell us about the golden mean and the rule of thumb.
Yeah, so without going too far back in history, but Aristotle, great Greek philosopher, sort of theorized the idea of this golden mean, which is pretty much the a spectrum of extremities, or extremes, I should say, sorry, where, you know, on one end of the spectrum, you've got pretty much the idea of deficiency or something that's, you know, a low yield, or then on the other end, you've got excess. And it's all about the decision you make and where you sit on that that spectrum, and usually people strive to hit that golden mean. You know, they're not trying to be excess, and they're not trying to certainly be deficient in their response. They're trying to find that perfect middle ground, and it's a decision that you make every single time about every single situation. And I think it for our boys, it falls on the idea of who they see as their role model, and when they're making this decision, who they're basing those decisions on. And too often not, they're so exposed to role models, like you said, that may not be propping or promoting the correct response, you know, as YouTube influencers or social media influencers that are building a fandom around them that in some ways promotes a negative sense of positivity. And in a lot of ways, I think that's where we need to define the difference between fandom and role models, and our boys need to understand that. And that's kind of what we're doing in the PD program of identity, is putting people in front of them that have been through things that are promoting a positive sense of experience or exposure to certain contexts.
I think even the new interest and revival of the superhero, which, you know, the kids love and adults love as well, I think has exposed that you don't have to be perfect. You know, you can make mistakes, and I think that's that balance that you're talking about, that role models don't have to be the absolute most perfect person all the time, but they need to be able to, someone who can carry the influence, and not just, I guess, influence behaviour, but influence values and how we see things is important as well.
Yeah. And as Adrian, the college counsellor, said in the previous podcast about the idea that, you know, as a parent, humanising your relationship with your, you know, your son is actually showing that you make mistakes. And that can be one of the most, you know, groundbreaking moments for you in terms of, you know, really connecting with your son and showing that, yes, you are the idea or the ideology or the person that you want them to be, but you are susceptible to flaws as well, and you're accepting those flaws and you're accepting the moment to grow from.
I guess, you know, when we peel it all back, mums and dads play a really significant role as role models, because they are modelling for their kids all the time. And I think we probably underplay, you know, certainly as a parent myself, I probably underplay the sometimes the important role that I play in modelling behaviour and modelling values. And then outside the parenting is the extended family, excuse me, and the friends that we surround them by. And I said that at the start of the podcast, that we can't always control who the boys are friends with, but we need to be acutely aware of the influence that peers have around those adolescent times. And I guess my next question is, how bad is a bad role model?
Yeah, I think that's where the golden mean comes into play, is that the boys have the ability and they are very good at making decisions, but being educated on what's the right decision is where it comes into play. So a bad role model can be good in some situations in identifying to the boys what not to do or what they should not do or where the boundaries are. And it's about having that conversation. It's so often than not that we are trying to shield them or bubble wrap them from having to be exposed to these situations, when sometimes it's, you know, in a controlled environment, it's good to have those kind of opportunities to be able to set where the excess and the deficiency is and find that golden mean.
Yeah. Certainly as teachers, we do more than just teach lessons, and I'm aware of that. We would model a love for learning. Hopefully model effective relationships. We model conflict resolutions. We model Christian values. And I certainly see the staff here at Villa, all our staff, playing a really significant role in role modelling. And not just the male staff, but all of our staff who say that this is the standard and this is how we do things, because we are, I guess, as role models, upskilling the men. in how to do those things, how to make relationships, how to resolve conflict, how to have a love for learning, and so forth. So I guess the question for parents today is, who are the adult role models in your son's life, and how aware of who those important people are in your son's life? And I think it's really important for parents to know or have some sense of who their son's role models are. And when you don't, well, it's a good time to have a conversation about it. We're certainly having that conversation in PD at the moment. We've heard some really great stories from teachers and ongoing in the next week as well. And that's part of, you know, teachers sharing their journey. But it's, I think it's time that we had a good conversation about role models and not just our sports stars, I guess, but the people close to the home. And it doesn't have to be just parents as well. I think the village, you know, to raise the child is very accurate in this context. And so siblings, aunties, uncles, cousins,
anything to nurture that side of the humanity.
That's right, and we're all potential role models. So all right, thanks for joining us, Alex, the podcast. And as I said, I encourage parents to have a chat to their sons about role models and who the important people are in their life. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week for our middle school podcast. Bye.